Hi everyone and welcome back to The Game Changers, where I talk exclusively about Indian women in sport, the good, the bad and the ugly. In the last episode, we had a chance to talk about many of the firsts in women's sports. This episode, although, will be most focused on the cricket aspect of things, because in the short span of not having recorded an episode, there have been so many updates, all of them mostly positive. So let's get straight into it. Our first piece of news is that India has now introduced an under-15 league for women's cricket. Although this might seem really normal, it's actually a really big step towards progress, because previously, the earliest age group that one could participate in was under-19, which really reduced the scope for young girls to participate in a competitive environment and, you know, get a feel for the sport. As compared to boys who have tournaments starting from the ages of under 6. Now, because of the still disparity in the number of people that play boys cricket versus women's cricket, you can't expect it to go all the way there. But just an under 15 tournament is great news, because it'll encourage teenage girls and younger girls to take up the sport, and it'll have a benchmark for even younger girls at the ages of 6 and 5 to even take up the sport, because there's something closer than under 19 for them, because under 19 really reduces the scope, because then you can only play when you are much, much older because of the competitive environment. And this is great because it will encourage more women to enter the sport. So this encouragement is a first step towards a lot of progress. Apart from this, there has been a lot of updates. One is that in the month of July, the New Zealand Cricket Board announced that men and women would have equal pay. This means that the match fees, the fees that they are paid for each match in different forms of cricket, would be the same for both genders. India recently followed suit, and the BCCI announced that their men and women in cricket would be paid equally, or the match fees would be equal depending on the tournament. Not everybody will get paid equally, because higher domestic leagues get paid more. Players that represent the country nationally would get paid more than someone who plays domestically, but those levels on in terms of gender would be the same. This is also very, very great for women, and it's great news because it encourages women to enter the sport, because there is scope for them to be paid, and there is a lot of money in it. And we all know, like, as soon as money enters something, that means there is more output, or there will be more generation of money, which means that now that there's money going into the sport by the BCCI, more people will enter it, more people will be encouraged to play it, more sponsors will be encouraged to take it up, which means that they will generate more revenue for the same organization. And this also means that, you know, women are encouraged to take up the sport as a career. Previously, because of the lack of money in it, unless you went to a very, very high level, unless you paid for the country, in fact, you were not really encouraged to take it up as a sport, more as a side hustle, because of the fact that you couldn't sustain yourself with the amount of money that they provided. And now with this equalization of match fee, it increases the money that they provide for the women cricketers, which means that they can take it up as a career. So this is also very, very good news, and it's very recent, and it's a great indication of where the sport is heading. And it's also great news because it shows that our country is recognizing the efforts that women have put into the sport, because in the past few months only, we've had so many achievements in women's cricket, whether it's in the tours that we go to, or even the World Cup, where we did do a great job. So this is just great recognition for what we've achieved and what the women of cricket have done for Indian sport. The next story is women's IPL. So previously, as we all know, IPL is the Indian Premier League. It is one of the highest valued leagues across the world, sports leagues across the world. And it's a men's league, which has now been announced that it's going to be expanding to women as well. So in the men's version of the IPL, there are 10 teams that play across a 2.5 month period, 2.5-3 month period. And previously, there was a T20 challenge, which was the women's, I mean, you can't really call it a version of IPL because it was at such a small scale, but it was for women. And it was only 3 days long with only 3 teams, which provided really, really little scope for women in the league. Another reason that this is really positive is because there is a lot of money within IPL. So as soon as IPL becomes bigger and it's expanded to much more than just a 3-day league, there will be more women. There will be more women who enroll in it, and therefore there will be more people who can earn money out of it and actually make it a career. And more than this, it's just the idea that you know, the very, very big disparity that exists, is they're slowly making steps towards closing it, one small thing after the other. Another thing is, in my opinion, the biggest positive or the greatest achievement of the IPL is the fact that it provides domestic players, players who don't play for the country, to showcase their talents and earn a position to play in the country if they perform well enough, and also to make money and allow themselves to sustain themselves in the sport. And this is great for women because in the previous format, there was only three teams. So not a lot of new women got a chance to play. It was the same people who played for the national team, in addition to a few who have already, made their mark in the sport. And with a larger number of teams, five teams this time, and more games, more women will get the opportunity to show their talents and, play at a large scale with a big audience, with sponsors, with money, with, a crowd, and with the whole T20 feel. So this is also great news. And I know a lot of things that, it's the great thing about these things is that they show a very, very positive future for not only cricket, women's cricket, but also women's sport. Because at the end of the day, it's these small wins that create a big change and big progress, which is what we all are seeking at the end of the day. And the smaller the BCCI, you have to give them a little bit of credit, and even other smaller bodies of cricket and even the government have been doing a great job of providing encouragement in these smaller forms. The next small tidbit of news is that the Olympic Committee has recently announced that they are thinking about or considering starting a cricket aspect for the Olympics. And the great thing about this is that they are simultaneously introducing it for men and women. This is great because in normal circumstances you would have expected it to start for men first and then subsequently women's tournament would follow, which is how it usually works. But simultaneously introduced both, which is great because it shows the prevalence of women's cricket and women's sport today and how it has almost as big of an impact or a very, very growing impact on sport and audiences in general. The last story for today is about women sport-oriented movies. Whether it's Mary Kom, Dangal, which featured the Fogart sisters, who have made a great impact on women's wrestling in India, or the most recent movie, Mithali Raj's movie, Shabash Mittu. We have seen movies and film and media featuring women more, which is great because how much ever the BCCI does, we have to accept that the media plays actually one of the biggest roles in breaking that disparity between men and women in film, in sport, in any industry. And the fact that they are featuring more of these women in big blockbuster media is really great news because people will watch it, if not for the sport, if not for the women, for the fact that it's in a movie theater, and they will learn about the sport. And one movie can attract so many people, or it can even attract appreciation, or even it can attract just knowledge, and that's contribution enough to helping the sport and helping women's sport grow. These movies, although it seems like a commercial thing, a media thing, it's a very important aspect of helping something grow, and it's a great, great indication for women's sport. And my only criticism of it, however, is in the Mithali Raj movie. It's a great movie and I would really, really recommend one watch it, but my only criticism is the choice of casting. So they've chosen Tapsee Pannu and they've cast her, and she's done a pretty decent job of acting and, fulfilling the emotional aspect of the TV show and the movie, and showing the battles of Mithali Raj. But the only thing is, she doesn't fit the physicality, or she doesn't have the cricketing skills that Mithali Raj would possess. And even when we look at the upcoming movie, Chakde Express, which is Chulan Goswami's upcoming biopic, it's featuring Anushka Sharma, which is very disappointing because Chulan Goswami is known for her tall and imposing presence on the field, and Anushka Sharma is not imitating this in any way because she doesn't have that same presence. And even when you look at the trailer, when you see her bowling stance or her batting action, it by no means imitates what Mithali Raj was doing or what Chulan Goswami doing. And to some extent, this is disrespecting their contribution to the game because they are such prominent and such pioneering cricketers. And when you have people who are playing them who aren't adequately experienced with the sport and its nuances, it's a bit of disrespect because it invalidates a lot of what they've done. And I think we've come to a stage where, you know, these movies don't need to be always, the roles don't need to always be played by big or glamorous actors and actresses. You know, we can give the roles to smaller actors and actresses who are capable of acting adequately, but also playing the sport properly and even getting the techniques right and giving that respect that these sports people deserve. And this, for me, goes across all genders, all sports and all film. But overall, this movie was a great, great movie, which it was really inspiring. And it told the story of women's cricket and its growth through Mithali Raj. And I think for me, the best part of the movie was the fact that, you know, I could look and appreciate more what they have done and what each of these women have done to help cricket grow. Because I have grown up in a world where, although there is disparity, there has been so much progress. And, you know, looking at the struggles that they had to face, the challenges that they have to overcome, and comparing it to what we see today, like when we look at the fact that women now have equal pay, I can't even imagine what it would mean to them, because they've seen it where women, you know, barely, you couldn't even call it pay. It was that bad. So this progress can be seen through the movie, and it makes you feel really inspired and really proud of our country and really proud of these women and what they've achieved and what they've contributed. And as someone who plays cricket, it made me feel really appreciative of how they've played such a big role in helping me just to be able to hold a bat and be able to go to an academy and play alongside boys and even hope of a career or even hope of playing a cricket match. So it, even if you don't play cricket, even if you don't know the names of these women, I think it's a great movie to go watch to introduce yourself to the topic and to also introduce yourself to these women who have done so much and pay your respect and get inspired by what they've done for the sport and what they've achieved in life in general, because they've gone through a lot of struggles because of the lack of achievement recognition, the lack of resources, and you know, just giving them that respect by watching the movie is something that we can all do. It's available on Hotstar if anybody wants to watch it. And I'll just end with the note that, you know, with more money now going into women's sport, that means that more people will be aware of it, and it'll be mean better resources and better everything actually in the future. So it really gave me something to look forward to and gave me painted a very, very positive picture of what women's sport would look like in the future. So hopefully we have more discussions like this, which are really positive in the upcoming episodes. But thank you for listening to this episode of The Game Changers. And that's it for today. Tune in next time.